Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what'd it do? What? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Hello?
Ahoy!
He's here. He's just... What's going on over there?
Am I on?
Yes.
Anybody?
All right. God.
The Wheatstone came unplugged again. The Wheatstone TS4 talent station has done me in. Like, there's no leeway. The cord is, like, it's the exact length that it needs to be in order to be plugged in. So if you move it, like, half an inch, everything comes unplugged, and then I have no idea if I'm on or not.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way. Ahoy! There you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The coronavirus did not get me or the Wheatstone.
Yes, hey, we live another day.
I can hear again. I'm back. It had to reboot.
All right.
Except we're out of wipes, so.
No, we're not.
Well.
We just stole them.
We've commandeered more. Now, let me ask you the question.
We're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Sure. So we're the
There's nobody in the building.
See, this is my thing, right? I feel like we're justified in this, but I want to put it out to the people. We're the only ones. There's a couple other people that are still doing shows at different parts of the day.
Gustav's in here,
but for the most part, it's
Tim Taylor is here.
There's a handful of on-air people.
New Major League Baseball Commissioner Tim Taylor.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
The great Tim Taylor.
Have you ever wanted to hear someone's opinion less than Tim Taylor's
on
thoughts on baseball?
No, but I kind of want you to share with them. That way we can openly mock them. But everyone else in the building's gone. And we've run out of cleaning supplies. Like, during this whole thing, Crazy Ed McGinley brought in, like, bleach wipes and Lysol and hand sanitizer and then distributed it out. They just were at random spots throughout the building. Well, now that everyone's gone, but we're still here, we've gone through it all. So are we justified now in going scavenger style?
Hell yeah.
And anything in the building is free game?
No question.
Right?
Why would that even be a question?
Well, because if someone has, like, hand sanitizer or bleach wipes on their desk... I mean,
well, that's a little different. That's their personal property. I think you should maybe send an email to them. Say, hey,
by the way,
we're taking this because we're here.
Yeah.
But there's stuff around, like in the bathrooms. And like I just stole a full can of Lysol disinfectant spray from the front desk.
So you're feeling that
Thanks, front desk.
That's where we got the wipes also.
Yeah, that's where we got the wipes.
Well, I haven't seen her in 5 days.
Well, yeah, she's not working right now.
So that's free.
Well, somebody said she's here in the morning.
Yeah, so I saw her the other day when I came in. She was there.
Well, she just lost her can of Lysol.
and her wipes.
So I'm kind of thinking at this point, have we reached martial law in anything in the building?
Well, look,
it's up for grabs.
Where are our fearless leaders?
Nowhere to be found.
They're at home sitting in quarantine. The least you could do is get us some supplies while we're in here risking our lives for the people.
I haven't seen an email about random supplies laying around, but...
Come on,
you know,
Jeff.
We now have commandeered, because I feel like steal is a strong word. I feel like commandeered some bleach wipes and some Lysol.
We didn't steal anything.
We've merely borrowed them.
But we're not planning on replacing it because, well, we can't.
I'd put it back. Like, if this thing all ended tomorrow and you're just like, everything's fine,
I'd put it back.
But that's not going to happen.
No.
So
that's your Lysol can now.
You're damn right.
Well, if we can have a wartime president, can't we have wartime radio announcers? Right? We're rationing. We're in the battlefield right now, and we're out of ammo, and we come across, some on the battlefield. I feel like, hey.
That's right.
We just pick it up and run with it.
That's right. I have no problem doing that. None.
I just came in, and Dirt's like, hey, we're out of stuff. And next thing I know, Mike's at the front, and he's like, wait.
Hey.
I'm grabbing these.
Much love to Dirt and Sprague, and shame on both of you.
What?
As I was saying at the end of their broadcast, they wore their baseball gear today.
Oh, yeah. It's opening day.
And
yeah.
I think that.
I thought about it. This morning.
Well, why didn't you do it? Because I think that that's an unwritten thing. Like, as baseball fans, particularly today where we're all bummed that opening day is canceled or postponed.
Yeah.
I think you got to wear your hat, man.
Well, I don't have a hat because I don't have any hats, but I should have wore a shirt.
I find that odd.
I think Mike's head's too big.
My head
hats.
Is too big.
I know, but John's head is your brother, John.
Yeah. You got to find an 8.
His head's enormous.
It's uncomfortable.
And he wears
large.
A nice Mariner hat. I just look, I'm not going to chastise you
I
for not
worn
being
a
hat
Yankee
guy,
shirt. Yes.
But I just think you got to rep your team on on opening day.
To be honest with you, I did, because if you haven't followed my brother, I think it's Jay Sukanik on Twitter. He's a good follow anyways. But
is a good follow.
He is. He's
engaged.
He is engaged. And he care more. And what else does he have to do? Like he works for the
and
government.
He keeps it light. He's not hitting us over the head with his BS.
Well, he is live tweeting. He's got Lego Mariner baseball. Like he's got a Lego set and he's live tweeting a Mariners Lego game that he's playing in his mind.
I saw one.
And he's moving the pieces around. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, if you're looking,
I saw a seventh inning stretch, I think, and he threw down a hot dog and a bottle of ketchup or a mustard.
So if you're looking for like a little light-hearted fare and you're on Twitter today and you're jonesing for some baseball, go follow my brother at Jay Sukanik, and you can get Lego Mariner baseball. I'm assuming now that we're into the late innings, the Mariners bullpen will blow it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Hello.
I mean, if he's going to be, and here's the thing, John better not pull any BS and have some sort of miraculous victory come from behind for the Mariners. No, if he's going to do this, I hope he's keeping it accurate and that the Mariners blow this thing.
Who are they to play today?
Let me look that up. I'm not sure who.
Not that it matters.
I'm not sure who they got.
I feel like maybe it was the A's.
I kind of feel like it was too. I saw this morning when he was doing it and I thought it was the A's.
Well, anyway, I was up early this morning at the Casa.
Yeah.
And I went downstairs and outside for a second to catch some fresh air.
That happens sometimes.
See what the weather's like, you know, see what's raining, see how cold it is. It was quite chilly
this morning.
Very chilly. And there was a guy delivering goods to the coffee shop or whatever, the bakery next door.
Okay.
And he had his Red Sox hat on.
Oh.
And I gave him a nice, well, I didn't have a hat on at the time.
Did you give him an attaboy?
I did. I gave him a wave. I was like, man, yes. And that reminded me that today was opening day, that guy's like, yeah, I don't even like, I hate the Red Sox actually, but I thought it was great. And that
good,
inspired me to drop my Royals hat on, my white dome today.
Yeah.
And I think everyone should do the same.
Well, I had a...
So we're 3 for 6 here. I didn't see Cam and Dusty this morning, but I'm sure Dusty had his Astros hat on. Who's Cam's team? Does he have a team? Does he have a favorite baseball team?
He's a Mariners.
I'm assuming the Mariners because he's from up in he's from up in that direction.
Okay. But 3 of the 6 in the afternoon, Dirt, Sprague, and I wore our lids.
Yeah, I think Dusty. I think Dusty stole his Astros hat from a little kid. I think he pushed him down and took it.
You, Swigard, and Mike did not. Yeah. And I'm thoroughly disappointed. I said, Swag, where's your Dodgers hat? He's like, I don't even know where it is.
Wow.
God.
Now I do know where mine's at. I woke up this morning, and to be honest with you, I forgot it was opening day until I saw my brother's Lego Mariners opening day. And I was like, oh, opening day. Now, I don't know if this matters, but I did wear a Mets stocking cap today.
Love that.
To run.
Love that.
I did put that on for the sake of opening day. And then I thought about, like, in my head, I was like, oh, because all my hats are in one area. Like, I got like a closet and you...
How do you keep your hats? Do you hang your hats like solo, or do you just pile them on top of one another?
No, like you have the closet like when you walk in the house. I don't know what you call like an entryway closet. I don't know.
You're fancy. No, we don't.
Doesn't every house have that one closet like when you walk in the?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just the standard given, right?
I don't have that.
Yes, you do. I don't think there's a house alive that doesn't have an entry closet.
We used to. We don't anymore.
Okay. And nothing. There's no real organization to it, right? Stuff just gets thrown in it. There's just a random.
That's right. That closet typically is off limits.
Yes.
In terms of like just anything could go in there. If you need something to go away, put it in there.
I usually put my coats and or jackets and my shoes in there.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's not.
And my wife.
But the top of it is just like these little bins that are filled with random
things. That's right. Remote controls.
Yes.
Perhaps ski gloves. Perhaps
I have a frisbee up there.
Yeah. My wife's purses are up there.
Sure. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's not a real I meant to do this sort of vibe. Like you just like same thing with us. Like you just open it up and shoes get kicked off into it. So if you need to find anything in there, it's kind of Thunderdome. So
very undervalued piece of a home.
Yeah,
is that the
coat closet?
It's typically a coat closet. That's what it's for if it were organized.
Yeah,
but and usually most people have coats in there, but it's a catch-all closet.
So that is where like 90% of my hats reside, right? And then you usually have one or two that you're wearing on a regular. Like I have this. This is a skate surf shop. Like I wear that one a bunch. And so that'll be out just like on the desk. You grab it and I wear it on a fairly regular basis. But the rest of my hats are up there. And that's where I went and got the Mets stocking cap when I went for a run today in honor of opening day. And I told myself, hey, when I leave, grab the Mets hat, right? Because we usually do that on opening day. And I'm not going to lie,
man. So am I hearing excuses from you?
When I left the house today, it didn't even... Didn't even think about it. Like at 10:30 this morning, it was on my radar. When I left to come in at 2, completely forgot about it.
I didn't think about it until I was here at 1:30 after recording a podcast.
You think it's a thing, though? Like people do wear...
Oh, for sure.
On opening day.
For sure.
They wear their team's hat.
Yeah.
Or shirt or whatever.
You should.
Look, I have a couple of Yankee shirts. I should have worn one.
I'll give you right now that it was Bush League on my part. I thought about it. And here's the thing. And this is how stupid I am.
Apology accepted.
My dumbassness knows no bounds. I haven't had this thought as I was rummaging through to find the Mets stocking cap today, right? I sat there and looked at my Mets hat and thought, take it down, that way you won't forget it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had this thought, I'll be fine. And I knew damn well that I wouldn't be fine. In that moment, I bet on myself, and it was the worst bet you could possibly make. Like, if I was giving myself odds on whether I'd remember that, it's 20-1 long shot. And yet, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I got this.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, you bet on yourself.
Where I'm like, oh, I should do that right now because I'm thinking about it. Oh,
yeah, I'll do it later.
Fleeting.
I like to call that a problem for future me. And usually future me just disappoints the ever-living S out of current me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.